I did not want to be. Fragments. Just blackened fragments crumbling between my fingers. Browned page corners that reveal half a dozen words in a crabbed hand. Their context no longer known. All that remains of 2 volumes of annals. 1,000 hours of labor. 4 years of history. Gone forever. Uncle Doge wants something. He's going to make me drink some strange Nguyen Bao filter. Fragments. All around. Fragments of my work, my life, my love, and my pain, scattered in this bleak season. Darkness. And in the darkness, shards of time. Hey there! Welcome to the City of the Dead! Chapter 86. The apartment was overrun with guards. What was going on? I was confused. Another fainting spell. Smoke. Blood. The present. The hard present that breathed pain like a dragon breathes fire. I became aware of the captain's presence. He came from the back of the apartment, shaking his head. He eyed Uncle Doge curiously. Cordy Mather blew in, looking like a man encountering the worst horror show of a long and unhappy lifetime. He went straight to the old man. I heard only dead men all over the place. I couldn't catch Croker's response. We're after you. Croker shrugged. You just moved out last. A guard rushed in. He whispered to Mather. Mather barked. Listen up! We've still got some live ones out there. Be careful! He and the old man moved a little closer. They're lost in the labyrinth. We'll need one eye to find them all. The excitement never ends, does it? Croker sounded really tired. To no one special, Uncle Doge announced, They have only just begun to pay. His Taglian was excellent, considering he'd been unable to speak a word the day before. Mother Goda came from the back, bent and moving slowly. Typically of Nguyen Bao women dealing with disaster, she'd brewed tea. This was quite possibly the worst day of her life. It would be a good pot. The captain gave Uncle Doge another searching look, then knelt beside me. What happened here, Mergen? I'm not sure. I walked in the middle of it, stabbed a guy, that one, got thrown across a table, tripped and fell through a hole in time, maybe, woke up on fire. I still had charred pages around me, my arm hurt like hell.